Compared to the 16 local ballot measures facing voters in Sonoma County, the electorate in Napa County has a simpler task this fall. They must decide just 7. 2 of those flow directly from Napa's previously approved ballot initiatives to protect their county's agricultural lands. Peter Jensen, county reporter for the Napa Register, explains how it works.
That takes agriculturally designated land in Napa County and kind of freezes it. If you want to change something within that designation, it would require a popular vote.
Thus, Napa's Measure U, which seeks to redesignate 3 key parcels around the village of Angwin from urban residential to agricultural and watershed zonings, would effectively preclude the future development of those lands.
Ag watershed in Napa County puts it under the voter protection provisions of Measure P, meaning that if you want to intensify a use on there, it would require a popular vote. The proponents believe that passing this would prevent future development in Angwin.
The legacy of Measure P even reaches so far as to require county voters to say who can dine at the restaurant of the Chardonnay Golf Course north of American Canyon. So, Jensen explains, the new initiative, Measure V, is needed to update the restaurant's permit from back in the 1980s.
The specific language within the permit says that you can only dine at Chardonnay's restaurant if you are there in connection with a golf event. The problem with Chardonnay is that it's designated agricultural in the general plan, and that triggers the popular vote provisions of Measure P.
The dining restriction was never really enforced. This vote would simply take it off the books. At the other end of the valley, in the small city of Calistoga, voters will decide the fate of the Silver Rose development. Sean Scully, editor of the Weekly Calistogan, says their Measure B questions the city council's approval of a major resort and housing project on 22 acres along the Silverado Trail.
It would have 84 rooms and 21 houses, and these are private houses that people would buy. They're not timeshares. There's an existing winery there on the property. They would double the size of that, and then they would have a small vineyard. The Planning Commission did recommend a smaller project, and the City Council ignored that and went ahead and approved it pretty much as the developer admitted it. So I think it's a reaction by some people in town to feeling like they weren't heard in the process.
In St. Helena, there's a bond measure for the local school district. That's Measure C. And in American Canyon, Measure G would change the term of the elected mayor from 2 years to 4. That appears to immediately affect just one man, incumbent Mayor Leon Garcia, who has held that office since it was created 6 years ago. But Mike Waterman, editor of the weekly American Canyon Eagle, says that's an exaggeration.
Since 2006, Leon Garcia has been the mayor and has had to run every 2 years. And it's felt that because he has to spend so much time campaigning, it's unfair to him, prevents him from getting a lot of work done. So it's really just about putting the mayor's office in line with all the other city council members who run every 4 years.
Of those two other countywide measures, one would relax the weight limits on a runway at the Napa Airport, while the other would extend an existing half-cent sales tax for another 25 years and set that money aside for road repairs. But there's an odd twist to this Measure T. Even though it's on the ballot now, it wouldn't go in effect until the current tax expires in 2018. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.